Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? I don't know about you, but I feel the presence of the Lord. This is Veronica Charnell. Welcome to the Lady Ball Show. I am the host and the creator. I am so glad that you have decided to keep it locked to Soar Radio. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. And look, above all, you are alive and well. The Bible said, blessed is he who eyes behold the sun. There has been a lot of people been leaving this earth, young folk. It's not just the old we see leaving. Some people are leaving not just because of COVID, but we have seen people I have on my Facebook timeline in their 40s dropping like flies, in their early 50s dropping like flies. We have seen celebrities one, two, and three, gone. I was told a long time ago when I was, I first began to hear about God, how when they said death comes in threes. That's something some people don't want to hear that right now. I know. You may be suffering, you may be hurting, you may be in pain, regardless of what you're going through. You're still here. You have an opportunity to get saved. You have an opportunity to repent. You got time. You got an opportunity is right now. I'm not going to say you got time to get it right. It's right now to get it right because you don't never know. But if I were you, I would throw my head back since God extended his mercy. And since he has extended his grace. And since the snake that Satan sent didn't affect me. I don't care who's sitting, plotting, and planning against you. No weapon, that's what I hear, formed against you shall be able to prosper. So if you can get enough strength within your spirit, whether you lost someone or not, whether you're sick or not, whether you feel like you're about to lose your mind or not, if you can get enough strength and say, nevertheless, I'm going to start off the show just like this. I sure am. If you can say nevertheless and then throw your head back and give God his rightful praise that is due unto him because he inhabits the praises of his people. There's been a lot going on in this land. We have been through a lot from the political perspective, like for an example, the Capitol. We have been a lot. African Americans with these hidden bigots have reemerged. The spirit and the demon that was in some folk ancestors has flopped into them. Now they're acting up like they lost their mind. We have some people who may be Republicans that's in denial, and then they're gonna turn around and say we are not in denial. We just stand for our people. We know that clearly. And then we have the pandemic. All balled up. Everybody have their own personal agenda, their own personal issues. But if we can get to the point, especially the church, if we will operate under this special love that the Bible speaks of, the household of faith, the Bible said, has a special love. If we will get enough strength and pray for one another and push one another, all of us will say, nevertheless, you know, God, you're still good. Just like Job, God is still good. He still got all power. He still got the last say so. I don't care if the Satan sent a moccasin or an anaconda to come and take you out. I don't care if it sit there and look in expectation that over a period of time, you're going to be destroyed. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. I came up in here ready. I'm ready now. Let's get the show started. We're going to have music flow. I'm ready now. Seasoned Saints, where y'all at? I'm ready now. I told you when I said I feel the presence of the Lord, something just swooped over me. There's no stutter. There's no cut. There's no none of that. It's just smooth sailing. I feel something in my spirit. I felt the need to, first of all, empower, first of all, to encourage. So if I ever say anything and it don't make sense to you, it's not for you. God got somebody else for you. He got another preacher for you. But now what he gives to me, I'm going to speak it. Why? Because I have a calling, number one. Number two, it is better for me to obey than to disobey, because this is the God that controls my lifespan. Do you hear me? He can do unto us like he did Hezekiah. He can extend your life. There's nothing he cannot do. A lot of times he does stuff we don't understand or it don't make any sense. But he is still God. He is still I am. Oh, I feel that. He is still I am. He is still Alpha and Omega. And the last time I checked, nobody on the face of this earth can match him. Nobody can top him. Even Lucifer and his crew is afraid of him. They won't step to him, but they'll try to mess with us. That right there, I don't know about you, that will piss me off. You know you can't touch him. So you gonna come try to trick me? Or you, who you think I am? That makes the north comes out of me in a spiritual perspective. That's how I feel when the devil comes and sends one of them, his snakes, the anaconda or a moccasin, I don't care. That's how I feel. Like you really just try to use this person to come up against me, but you ain't man enough. You ain't strong enough to go to the God that I serve. Get out my face. That's how I feel. And y'all should feel the same way. When you identify that you came from Satan, get out my face. What you trying to do? Now, seasoned saints, you will say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I bind you up. Oh, God, Lord, I got somebody. If you don't lift up and praise the Lord like you lost your mind, if you are in a place where you can, if you are, you need to throw your head back and say, oh, God, Lord, God, let's get this show started. I'll be back after.
Still standing.
You're the only voice that I wanna be around.
Oh,
All right, everybody. Thank you for keeping it locked to Soar Radio. I'm Veronica Chanel. If you just tuned in, this is the Lady Boss Show. I know I started off the show kind of harsh. It was not harsh. I just like to tell it like it is. I mean, who has time to be hiding behind the bush within the season and the time that we're living in? Just tell it like it is. Keep on going. Move to the next thing on your list. So at the beginning of the show, you heard a song by Melinda Hale. The song is entitled Still Standing. Check out the lyric video. It's on her YouTube channel. And I'm sure her music is on all digital music platforms. She's out of Los Angeles, California. An awesome woman of God. Connected with her. And I also did like a featured article on her. It's been published on Vocal Media. As well as Medium as well. I am a contributor on the Vocal Media platform and Medium. I'm on the, let's just say I've been approved, I like that, approved to write for two publications on Medium. Then after that, we had the song that I literally fell in love with, Dietrich Hatton. His song is called Complete. A little going back down memory lane when it comes to Mary Mary. We just heard Survive, and now here we are. So usually I go in, I've been to do like my talking, discussions, different things, like current events, different thing that's going on in the world. Everybody know about the impeachment trials going on. I know there's protocol, I know there's procedures, but everybody saw it. It was on live television. Why you have to have a trial? Everybody saw it. Once again, it's on live television. Really? But I guess that's how they have to do. And some is still in denial, but I don't really want to talk so much about them folk over there that was carrying on at the, hold it, give me a minute, the Capitol. If you can recall, I about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks ago, whenever you say the Capitol, you just can't say it now. You got to pause for a moment. Because I don't know what to say about that. That's just, I know it's a month later, but still, I'm like, really? I was just sitting back in my rocking chair like, okay, that day. So we have that going on. This Gorilla Glue, everybody been talking about. You know what she did, you know what happened. I'm not gonna pick, but I still would like for somebody to answer this question. Two questions, what and why? I can't comprehend that action, but she is free from that daggone Gorilla Glue. I'm sure that Gorilla Glue sale is going to skyrocket after this to show that that thing is so strong that once you get connected to it, you're going to have surgery to get removed or something like that. Thankfully, she still have her hair, right? At least she didn't have to shave it off, lose her hair. Because a woman's hair, the Bible said, is her glory. Now, if you want to shave your head off, that's you. Your hair, that's you. If that's the style you want to rock, that's you. But if it's not by choice, then no, you don't want to shave your head, your hair, and become completely bald like some of these guys are doing now in a days. Let's see. Oh, I do want to mention that my company, Monet Management, I asked that, you know, everyone continue to pray. Like we used to say when we used to gather in church together, I pray for you and pray for me the best way you know how. And I pray for you the best way I know how. But Monet Management is artist management and a company. We don't just manage artists. We also do like manage influencers. I've been approached. I was talking to a young lady who's an aspiring actress. So I thank God for the artists that God is connecting me with. It's official. It's really, really, like, really, really official when you sign, like, the contract. Some people like to do the dating phase where you, you operate and do certain things not on the contract, like black and white paper, because they want to see if I can work with you before they lock you into a contract or lock themselves into a contract. So not all the time, it's not that they're naive. They know what the deal is. We you know what's up. But you want to make sure you can work with the person that is good mojo, good chemistry, even when you are managing somebody, because you're overseeing the whole thing. And you want to make sure that this person talent can take them far. Make sure they get opportunities for them. So I'm blessed that I can say this, that from Jarius to the other ones that I've been talking to, I thank God for the opportunities for even just chatting with them. I'm the type of person that thank God for a little bit because of that scripture. He'll make me ruler over many. I said, God, I'm doing this now, but I see further down the road. I see further down the road. You know, that's where my faith and everything lies at. So you can check out Monet Management. We do have a website. You can Google it. We're also on Instagram as well as Facebook. And then the Lady Boss Show is on Instagram as well as Facebook too. I want to go ahead and say that now and not wait to end the show. I do want to do something that I haven't done in a long time. I want to go have a little flashback. I want to go back down memory lane. I want to go. This song is not that old. It's not that old. But I don't hear it on the radio, no, Holly, like I used to. I don't hear it on the internet radio stations. I don't hear it on the traditional radio stations. But it's the words to the song. It's the words to the song. It's a testimony. I believe it's everybody's testimony, because if you're listening to me, you made it this far. You did not make it on your own. It's impossible. Who remember Pastor Green, I should say, Minister Green, Pastor Green, the song entitled Made Away? Oh, like I said, the song is not that old, but it is so fitting. I remember when it first came out, when it was first released, it was played everywhere. I love that album that he released at that time. And I just feel that we need to take a moment, breathe in, breathe out, and just reflect on who God is. I remember, seasoned saint can back me up. I remember in my old church, the older generation, the older saints will say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? And when what they were actually doing is taking a moment in front of everybody doing testimony service, when we had testimony service, was reflecting on how far God brought them, and then that caused me to think about how far the Lord has brought me. Like, I can't believe I got to do that. Could everybody take a moment right before I play the song and during, and reflect on something? You was in a hard situation, a tough thing, and how did you make it through? Let me tell you, I'm expecting to hear a seasoned saint all the way in the back to go, ah! You know, that quickening spirit when the Lord hits them, or somebody to start speaking in tongues. I'm just saying. Now, this is Veronica today. Since I'm human, I may be in one mood. I may feel this way. I may feel that way. But above all, God made a way. That will never change. That will never change. So since I'm going back into the music flow, let's listen to this song, and I hope it bless you real good.
Know how. got this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap us in your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, but your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way.
c'est la passion de la vacuité qui est.
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. Hey, you cause walls to fall. And you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains to break. Hey, you cause chains, hey, to break. Hey, you cause, hey, and I'm not gonna let. Hey, and giants fall. Hey, giants fall. Giants fall. Giants fall. Could you move mountains?
I wanna do. like the prodigal son and came running back. Your grace welcomed me home with your amazing grace that saves a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see. It's your amazing grace that brought me this far. Your amazing grace will lead me home. A relation with you is what I wanna do. I've been chained away for so long. It's about that time. Ready to fall in line.
Trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work too. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all good, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God. I can't do it on my own. You're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all good, you still need to pray. Find somewhere you can run to.
All right, Soul Radio, thank you for tuning in to the Lady Ball Show. If anyone was expecting me to come on, I think it was last week or so. Like I said at the beginning of the show, it was like hectic, busy for me. So if anyone was expecting me to come on, I didn't come on. I'm sorry, but I'm here today. Thank you so much for listening to the Lady Ball Show today. You can connect with the Lady Ball Show. It's on social media platform and then also Monet Management, because we're going to have looking for some featured interviews and articles going to start being released. And so you can just, you know, check us out on Instagram and Facebook to know basically what's going on with the management company. And then also you get to connect with these new artists that's getting ready to roll out. Music therapy sessions is something that I created. It's once a month, every month, where the artists or Jerry's get to interact on a more intimate, personal level. You can have a conversation with Jerry's while he's singing, and you can also ask questions. The views has dramatically increased. Just like anything else, you have to build, right? You got to build up to a certain point, and that's what's been happening. We have gone to 250 people to 12,000 views total, because we multi-stream. And then Jerry streams sometimes on his own if he's singing at a venue, a COVID-friendly venue, that is, because he's based in New Jersey. And it's amazing how we make things happen in the midst of a pandemic, huh? He's in New Jersey, I'm in North Carolina. Both our states have restrictions because of the COVID cases that's going on, but we still stay connected and we still make things happen. So he goes to these COVID-friendly venues, and if he's streaming, he's singing and he's live. So him alone is seeing a massive spike in numbers when he's live streaming. So I'm hoping that you guys can tune in. It's on Facebook Live. Be on Periscope. Until Periscope shuts that app down, then it's going to roll over to just simply Twitter Live. But we multi-stream. We don't go live on Instagram because Instagram is funny acting a tad bit. Instagram do not like to use third-party developers or applications or softwares. So we're not trying to get our Instagram accounts deleted or shut down, so we don't use it over there. But you can cross the street, go around the corner, and hit us on YouTube or Facebook. We over there. And then when you go to Monet Management page, you also see my hand in the bio if you want to follow my personal account as well. I am just enjoying connecting with people. I'm enjoying featuring people. And I got interviewed the other night. The tables turned. Someone asked to interview me. She said I did great, but I'm like, wow. That the word of God is true. What you do unto others will eventually come back to you. But the scripture goes, you want to treat people basically the way you want to be treated. But I had no idea that would be coming. So you never know. As you begin to keep on growing, working towards your goal, you never know who God will allow you to meet, who's included on this path, on this journey that you're on. You just never know. And then also with the music therapy sessions, I'm hoping that the other artists, the ones that I've been chatting with, if they officially join up with me, I'm hoping that you guys can also get to see their gifts, their talent, and their ability going live singing, because the entertainment industry is taking a major hit with this whole pandemic thing, the concerts, performances, tours, all that money just went kapooey. But you do what you can to stay relevant and to stay in the public's eye and to stay active and connecting with your fans. Hopefully all of that makes sense. Thank you to Justin for allowing me to embrace this platform. I greatly appreciate it. And to the Soar Radio family, I will be praying for you. There's been some changes. I will listen to Justin's morning show And then I listened to it. Then when he goes live, I watched him live. So there's been some changes, but God's going to take us through. God is going to take care of those who was impacted. I listened to everything that went on, and now it's just, you're just moving forward, and it's the healing process begins. But I just want to make sure that I'm keeping, I want to make sure I mention that I'm keeping the Soar Radio family and also Justin's church family. Can we just basically everybody pray for everybody? Yeah, that covers everybody. If we just pray for everybody, that don't leave nobody out. Just pray for one another, because the time that we're living in, we need each other prayers. Period. Period. Because let me tell you something. Even the adversary knows that time is near. You see him acting up, even additional. That's why we'll talk about in the earlier part of the show. I said, now, hold up. Now, wait a minute. I just, this example and what I was detecting began to come to me. I said, I know old Lucifer ain't going to throw a snake out there. He'll do that. He'll send someone who's a snake to me, and he'll try to send somebody who's a snake to you to try to get you or trick you, in other words. But we got to stay prepared. We got to stay ready. And if I could be honest, there have been plenty of times we're not totally prepared. But it teaches us every time we slip. It teaches us to, like, okay, I need to be on my P's and Q's next time. Like, I slipped up here, but God, can you help me? And you're like, and feel comfortable enough to just to keep it 100 with God. That's all it is. I don't like to see people bound up for no reason, and Christ hung on the cross, did all of that, went through all of that, rose on the third day, and you're going through what you're going through, feeling what you're feeling. No, baby, snap out of that. God is still God. He's still on the throne, and he can never lose his power, and he cannot fail. God is not a man that whom he should lie. Even though he do things we don't understand, I have been through stuff I don't understand. I ask God many days and nights, but why? This don't make no sense. God, I don't get it, but I'm 100 with him. And I'm telling the truth. I don't understand. How is this going to mean for my good now? Well, how does this help me? How does this storm makes me strong? But it's something about it, y'all. It's through the process of time. You take a moment. This is why I played that song, Made Away. You take a moment, reflect back when you was asking God, why? Oh, I don't understand. What's happening? And now fast forward to where you are right now. Now you kind of can put two and two together. Like, you know what? I see why I had that dream. I see why I saw this person. I see why I came in his path, or she came in my path. Now, while you're going towards what God has for you, yes, Satan gonna throw some snakes out there. He gonna throw some rocks. He gonna throw some pebbles. But God made a way. That's what I felt like saying. I feel like I gotta make up for all the last week when I wasn't here. I got But people need to be encouraged. Everybody needs to be encouraged. You encourage somebody, God gonna have somebody encourage you. That's why I say, you know what? I don't feel like talking about the Capitol and I'm foolish acting up for. I just don't have time. They're like, what in the? I just don't. People just need to be encouraged and need to be lifted up. So I hope I'll see you back here, same time, same place. This is Veronica. I try to keep it 100. I try to be me, because there's only one me. Hi, smooches.